you know, it's stupid. I'm too old. I don't have time. I caught myself saying all that stuff. And I was like, at one point, I was like, whoa, wait a second, Gloria, do you really want to be saying you're too old? Do you want to be saying you're too old for anything?
Welcome to Inspiration Rising. My name is David Trotter, and I'm a business growth consultant. I'm passionate about helping business owners just like you rise above your biggest barriers to reach your greatest goals, all without the paralyzing overwhelm, feeling all alone, or wondering what the heck to do next. You're in the right place. I'm super glad that you're here. Hello, friends, and welcome back to Inspiration Rising. It is great to have you with me today. We're talking about network marketing, aka direct sales, aka MLM, multi-level marketing. You know, when I bring up this subject, you get fired up. Rarely do I bring up this subject and people are like, oh, okay, cool. No, you get fired up one way or another. Either you're like, yes, I love oils and nails and Forex and, you know, all kinds of crypto and, you know, all these different things that are in network. You love it. You love all the opportunities and the dream and the money and the connections and the selling. Or you get fired up because you're like, please do not ever pitch to me again. I don't ever want to hear about any other MLM. And don't you be trying to disguise it as something else. Okay. I know. I'm with you. I kind of have a little bit of a feeling of both because the dream, the hope, the desire of a network marketing opportunity is so big. It is really fun. And yet then you go, do I really have to pitch people and the rejection and all the things? It's just so hard. Hey, no matter what you think about network marketing, direct sales, MLM, today, I guarantee you, you're going to not only love my guest, but you're going to learn something new from her regarding LinkedIn. Her name is Gloria McDonald, and she is a veteran entrepreneur who has built two multi-seven-figure businesses. And in our conversation today, we talk about how she built her first business, how it tanked, the economy went down, and now how she's building her second seven-figure business from scratch in under 4 years. And we talk particularly about LinkedIn and how you can utilize LinkedIn to develop an unending resource of prospects. And I will tell you, one of the biggest things that I learned, I mean, it blew my mind, was when I looked at Gloria McDonald's LinkedIn account. She's breaking the rules on how she uses it. I've never even thought of doing what she's doing. Instead of putting the actual jobs, companies, whatever, you know, her titles and all this stuff, she uses those sections as a way to speak to her potential client, her ideal client. Yeah, it just blew my mind, you guys. It's just unbelievable. So you're definitely going to want to look in the show notes and click on her LinkedIn account and see what she does with it, because it's like, wow, this is a whole new way of thinking. So I really believe you're going to love Gloria. We're going to jump in here, hear all about her story, and hear all about how you can use LinkedIn, no matter if you're in a network marketing business or not. All right, let's jump in. Gloria, thank you so much for taking time to hang with me today. I appreciate it.
Oh, it's great to be here. Thanks for having me, David. Really appreciate it.
You are a fancy dresser. Okay. I'm just going to tell you, like, you, I mean, you already know that because I'm looking at your website. You're wearing like a fur and you're looking fancy today. Has fashion always been something fun for you, like since you were a kid, or was that something that you picked up on midway through life or what?
Oh, no, it's always been something fun for me. No, there was a period when I was in high school where I prided myself on wearing jeans, gauze shirts, and moccasins. But, you know, it was the 70s and that's what it was. But no, I've always loved color and just having fun with what I'm doing and that kind of thing. Yep, absolutely.
So good. I love it. Tell me a little bit about your background. How did you get into network marketing?
Great question. Well, it went back, you know, I graduated from college. I went to Boston University, graduated from college, got married 2 full weeks after I graduated from college. You know, the ripe old age of 22, I knew everything and the world was my oyster. So like most 22-year-olds, right? So my husband.
I got married at 21, so I'm there with you.
Okay. Well, I was much wiser than you because I was 22, right? So my husband at the time was from Reno, Nevada. So we moved from Boston to Reno, Nevada. And some people at the church that we belong to had us over for dinner one night. And after dinner, they got out a flip chart and they started drawing circles about all the money you could make if you just got five people. And those five people got five people. And those five people got five people. And it's like, oh my gosh, I knew this was it. And we were going to be millionaires. Of course, it was Amway.
Okay. Yep.
That's Amway and Shaklee were probably about the only things that were existed back then. Right. So my husband and I signed up. We signed up. And it was so exciting. And we started rubbing out. We never made a dime, but it was exciting. And somewhere within 12 months after that, I don't remember the exact time frame, but we moved to Mexico to teach English as a second language. And Amway wasn't in Mexico. So we had a very short career in Amway of, under a year. But I got the bug. That's how I got started. And I got the bug and I saw the dream. And yeah, that's how I got started. So then after 3 years, we moved back to the U.S. and I got involved in Mary Kay and the world went on.
Yeah. When I was a kid, my mom joined Tupperware. And so she became a manager and got a car. And we had Tupperware in our house just all the time. As a kid, I knew all the cereal, like the numbers. I would help pack, I would help package the things into plastic bags. And then, she would drop it off. I remember that my waterbed, oh, good grief. This is so fun. This is coming back to my memory. My waterbed was paid for by, Tupperware money. I would have things that was like, well, that's a Tupperware money project. My first set of golf clubs, Tupperware money. I love Tupperware. My mom still loves Tupperware. In our house, we probably have all the fake stuff now just because it's so cheap and disposable almost. But I got that as a kid. I remember going to some sort of Tupperware meeting. I must have been in late elementary school, middle school, and it was a rah-rah party. I mean, it was just,
oh yeah,
just all kinds of, crazy fun. I remember Ben Vereen was performing. He was all sweaty. He's a, musician guy. Anyway, blah, blah, blah. What was the first, now that you kind of had this bug, you caught the bug, you came back to the U.S., what was the, you said you jumped into Mary Kay, and did you find that you were able to generate significant income for yourself through Mary Kay, or was it something else that really helped you take off?
So I had I had another experience with Mary Kay. I moved around a lot in my early years. So we came back to the U.S., moved back to Boston, and because I'd been BU, reconnected with some old friends who from Boston University, and one of them was in Mary Kay. So I signed up, super excited. Then my husband got transferred from Boston to Illinois. So I joined, I wasn't in the Mary Kay team, but I found a team and I did well. And I started winning all the awards, whatever bonus they had for the month, I won it and everything. And then my husband got transferred to Toronto, to Canada.
What is this man doing? What is he doing? And
that was about, again, another 9 months later.
What kind of job does this man have?
It's a former husband. No, he worked for an engineering consulting company that had contracts all over the world.
Gotcha.
So, yeah. But so I had a huge career of 9 months in Mary Kay. But again, I caught the bug because I was successful. How much money can you make in 9 months? I didn't make bucket loads, but I was doing everything. I was making sales. I was building a team. I was winning the awards. They were small because I was, I hadn't gotten to the pink Cadillac yet. I didn't even get to the red Grand Am. I think that's what it was at the time, but I was on my way. And then we moved to Canada, and legally I couldn't work in Canada because of immigration and everything else. So I kept having these, sniffs, if you will, of success. And then we'd move, and we moved to another country where legally I couldn't do it or whatever. So anyway.
So at what point, what helped you really break through and find success in network marketing?
Well, that's a really great question. And to be totally honest, it really didn't come until many, many years later. And it was, I would think that I've been with 9 or 10 different network marketing companies. And I was with a company that was a Canadian company. It was a brand new launch. The products were fantastic. And I was one of the top two earners. And the company shut down. They had a whole bunch of different legal, financial problems, and the company shut down. And that was a blow because, you know, I was at the top of the company. Now, again, that wasn't a really long time, but I was at the top of the company. So then several other companies, and I've been with 4 different companies that shut down. Yeah. And they didn't shut down terribly long after I joined them. What's coming nominated there? And so finally, I would say it was about, well, the big turning point for me was when I started mentoring and training network marketers, because I'd been in the industry for 40 years and I knew it inside and out. So I started mentoring and training network marketers. And then this was 5 years ago, not even quite 5 years ago, 4.5 years ago, I really started to figure out how to market online. And that was the turning point for everything. And that I had had a very successful multiple 7-figure business, not in the network marketing space, as actually a matchmaker. I had a dating service and shut that down, closed that, and got back into network marketing. And then it was when I really started to learn how to market online. So now what I'm super passionate about, David, is helping network marketers, because you and I both know there's all kinds of stigma around network marketing, you know, it's this pyramid scheme, scam, everything else. And I honestly believe that while everything I learned was old school, belly to belly, you know, talk to anybody in the grocery store, at the bank, you know, at Starbucks, of course, nothing else existed when I started in network marketing in 1979. But I've been through all that. Like, I've been through all the rejection. I've been through, you know, make the list of 100 friends and family, and every single person says no, or one person joins you for 2 weeks and then they're out. So I wanted to find an easier way. Like, when I actually lost my multiple 7-figure business, another story, but I lost it pretty much overnight. I had to reinvent myself at the age of 56, which is not necessarily the best time in the world to have to reinvent yourself, but I had to reinvent myself. And because I'd been had my own company for over, 18 years, at the age of 56, nobody's going to hire you, right? And I hadn't been in the workforce. I've been an entrepreneur for 18 years. Mm-hmm. So I had to do something. So I got back into network marketing. And that's when I thought, I am not doing that old school belly to belly stuff. That's not happening. No way, Jose. And so I had to figure out how to market online. I knew nothing about online marketing. I had probably posted on Facebook maybe 5 times in my life. And while I had a LinkedIn account, I never posted on LinkedIn. I don't even think that I thought you could post on LinkedIn. And the really interesting thing was I had been telling the people that worked with me in my matchmaking business, I would have told anybody, social media is stupid. Nobody makes any money on social media. Why are people wasting their time on social media? It's just the stupidest thing. I'm too old. I don't have time. It's stupid. I'm too old. I don't have time. Well, now I caught myself. I actually caught myself. This was still when I had my matchmaking business. I caught myself saying all that stuff. And I was like, at one point, I was like, whoa, wait a second. Gloria, do you really want to be saying you're too old? Do you want to be saying you're too old for anything? Mm-hmm. And it was like, it was a rude awakening. So I made it an extremely conscious effort to catch myself anytime I started saying, I'm too old to learn that social media stuff. And I literally switched my thinking. I pivoted the way I thought about that. And thank heavens I did that before I lost that business, so that when I came back to network marketing, I was open to the idea of social media. I didn't know anything about it. It was a whole new Wild West for me. And so in the last 4.5 years, I have made it my business to learn social media, to learn how to market online, and to crush it. And I have. And it's been fun, huge learning curve, but I love learning. I love doing new and different things. And so now I've built another multiple seven-figure business, 100% online, 100% online.
And obviously your focus is on helping network marketers primarily create that growth that they want to have and helping them do that through online mechanisms. Let's circle back to network marketing for just a moment, because there is a bit of a stigma. And okay, that's an understatement. There's not a bit of a stigma. There's a lot.
There's a huge stigma. Right? Yeah, huge absolutely stigma. There is.
And there's all the different levels of multi-level marketing, network marketing, direct sales. I think those are probably the three primary ways that people describe it.
Yeah.
And we all know why we don't like network marketing, you know, the different things. Why, if I were completely opposed to network marketing and you were trying to kind of help me see a different perspective, what would you say to me? Talk me into it.
Well, first of all, I wouldn't talk to you. I wouldn't. No. It's like, why am I wasting my breath and beating my head against the wall? I have done that, David. I've spent years talking to people who had zero interest in what I had to offer. And then finally, duh. So now I use the analogy. Let's say, David, you're the vice president of human resources for a hospital. And your head neurosurgeon has just left and you have to replace them. So are you going to try to find professional basketball players, truck drivers, school teachers, and accountants to fill that position?
Sure.
No, of course you're not. You're only going to, you know, interview people who are neurosurgeons and have experience, right?
Yeah.
You're not going to try to talk anybody into becoming a neurosurgeon.
But in the process of me trying to find that neurosurgeon, I feel like an idiot because all these people are making fun of me all behind my back. They think I'm like loony. They're not interested. They turn me down. They whisper at family events because they think I'm going to try to sell them something.
Yeah, I agree with you. And that's only if you do what network marketing companies and many, many, many network marketing trainers teach people to do, which is to make that list of 100 people. Go after all your friends. Go after all your family members. Make sure that, Memorial Day weekend coming up. Make sure at the barbecue you talk to every aunt, uncle, cousin, you know, whatever.
Wear your swag. Hold your water bottle. Have the logo showing.
Yeah. And it's like, oh my gosh, why would you do that? I cringe. I know it's still being taught. And it's like, really? The network marketing industry hasn't changed in 45 years?
Okay, so give me a different perspective. I'm brand new. I'm excited. Yeah. I don't know if you promote certain network marketing companies, but maybe if you gave me several different options, you said, these might be of interest to you, this, and this. Help me see how I could do that online.
So what I would say is, first of all, first and foremost, do not even think of writing that list of 100 people. So just tear it up. If somebody told you to do it, tear it up, throw it away. It is the worst thing we teach network marketers to do because you're going to instantly come across that rejection, just like you said. And it's the worst rejection on the planet. It's your closest friends and family members. Right. So if you're a brand new network marketer, or if you're any kind of network marketer, because network marketers change companies too, and then they go to a new company and they get all excited and think, this is the one, this is the one. So what do? The first thing they do, they do what their new company tells them to do. This time it's going to be different. I know it's going to be different because it's all new company. So I'm going to write my list of 100 people again. If it didn't work the first time, why is it going to work the second time or the third time or the fourth time or the fifth time? So tear that up and get online. Now, my preferred platform is LinkedIn. To be perfectly honest, I think you have to start by mastering one platform. So get really, really, really good at one platform. And everything I teach is about organic reach. So free, you're not paying for ads. You're not even paying for a LinkedIn account. So zero ads. Don't let anybody talk you into running ads on Facebook. Don't let anybody talk you into running ads on LinkedIn. You don't need to. You can build a very significant network marketing business without paying a dime for advertising. And I know because I've done it now. So I am building a team now. I've built a couple teams and built them very quickly.
Do you mind sharing what network marketing companies you're with?
Well, no, not at all. I'm with CashFX at this point. And I was with another company that I'm not with any longer. It was a startup and they just had too many struggles.
What is CashFX?
CashFX actually is a company that is not available in the US yet or Canada yet. I'm in Canada, as you know. It was available in Canada, and that, which is when I signed up, they decided that they wanted to put a hold on taking on new members in Canada until they launch the US, which they're launching very soon. But it is a Forex trading company, and the beauty of it is that you don't have to learn Forex trading at all. You know, I have an interest in Forex trading. I tried another thing several years ago where you really had to learn Forex trading, and it's a full-time job. Mm-hmm. So CashFX, the beauty to me of CashFX is two things. One is you have professional traders who are trading your money on the foreign exchange. So you don't have to learn a thing. You can if you want to, but you don't have to. And the other thing that I love about CashFX, and I have the reason why I joined and I was going to be totally passive, because I have a mentoring and training business. It's a very full-time business and I really don't have a ton of time, but it was too good not to share with a handful of people. So the second thing I love about CashFX is 100% of people make a profit. You do not have to share it with the soul, and you will make a profit on your money that's in the Forex exchange. Mm-hmm. So I've never seen another network marketing company where 100% of people will get a return on their investment.
Fascinating.
And that's, you know, it was so different, and that's the reason why I joined it. It just made so much sense to me as something that's smart for any human being and any entrepreneur, especially. Look, you want to diversify your income. You know, if you have retirement savings in the stock market, you don't want to have it all in one stock. That would be the kiss of death, sure. Right?
Is this cashfxgroup.com?
Yes, it is.
Okay. Yeah. All right. So we'll link to that in the show notes. Now, so you signed up for CashFX.
But don't link to that because you want to come to me.
Okay. We'll link to your unique URL. Yes. Yeah. So now you're on LinkedIn, you're enrolled in CashFX. What are you doing next?
You're learning how to connect with people. So there's a two-step process that I teach. The first step is really to build your connections and followers on LinkedIn. And I take you through all the ways that you can do that, because there truly is an unlimited source of connections and followers on LinkedIn. Now, you can only have 30,000 connections, which I have, but you can have unlimited followers. So the first step is building a following on LinkedIn, connections, followers. And I show you all the different ways to do that, of which there are many that are all free, again, not paying for anything. And then the second step of this process, and I'm obviously simplifying it, but the second step of the process, I believe that as network marketers, if we change the paradigm — I'm huge about helping network marketers from any company change the paradigm — so you're no longer a network marketer, you're an online marketer whose products, services, and opportunity happen to be in the network marketing space. Mm-hmm. So I'm taking away the stigma. You're not a network marketer. You're an online marketer. It just so happens that the skincare, the weight loss system, whatever, the product happens to come from a network marketing company. Mm-hmm.
So you're developing relationships with people. Mm-hmm. You're putting out some sort of content that's of interest to them.
Yes.
And then you're connecting with them in, I guess on LinkedIn, it's called InMail, or, you know, VMs.
Actually, no, I don't say to use InMail at all because InMail costs money.
Okay, so it's the free messaging, platform. Yes. Yep. And so, would you say that at some point you have a relationship with someone, and that are you waiting for them to ask for more information about Forex trading, or are you proactively suggesting it to them?
So, great question. So the way I do things is very differently from the way an awful lot of network marketers and network marketing companies and network marketing trainers train things. So I actually do not say sit around and have a whole bunch of chit chat with people one on one through messaging, because to me that is completely and totally fake and phony. And because look, we're all busy. Like, are you really looking just to be on social media just to have more friends? Like, who, honestly, let's be real, who has time for that? I don't.
Sure.
So my whole thing is about, let's be professionals. Let's not be phony and say, oh, David, how are you? It's been ages. What are you doing for Memorial Day? You know, like, do not get in touch with the people you went to high school with. Really?
Sure, sure.
Really? You know, it's been how many years? And you haven't been in touch with any of them for 50 years. Do you really care? I'm not saying you don't care as a human being, but are you really, really, really interested in them? Mm-hmm. Or are you really just trying to get them into your network marketing business? Right.
Of course.
So let's not be phony. Let's be professional. So my whole thing is about attraction marketing. So you're literally attracting people to you who have a proven interest in what you have to offer. So you put out valuable content. So in my case, I am connecting with network marketers because they're the only people on the planet who have a proven interest in network marketing. So I connect with network marketers and I provide valuable information. I give all kinds of tools and tips on how to build your business, on how to have a closing conversation, on how to find unlimited prospects on LinkedIn.
Mm-hmm.
I have all kinds of free guides for people. And I lead with that value. And then if you want my free guide, 10 Secret LinkedIn Hacks for MLMers, great. Here's a link. Go to GloriaMcDonald.com/hacks. Mm-hmm. And then you enter your name and email address. Now I know that you're truly interested in what I have to offer. And then I take the conversation from one to many. So you're now on my email list. I'm going to continue to provide you all kinds of value. I'm going to continue to offer you things, offer you some of my programs, and then I'm going to build a relationship with you that way.
So the key is moving them from the social media into your email list with some sort of lead magnet, some sort of valuable content.
Exactly.
And
yes.
And now in your case, because your primary business is supporting those who are in network marketing, let's just say that your primary business was just Cash FX.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's just say that was your primary business. What type of content would you be putting out there, and how would you be seeking to get them on your email list?
Well, personally, I would still use the exact same strategy. I would still only connect with network marketers because they're the only people that have a proven interest in network marketing.
Yes.
Let all the other network marketers and all the other network marketing companies go out there and do the really tough slogging for you.
Let them do the evangelism. They evangelize. Yeah. You just take them once they're in and try to convert them or add another network marketing platform to their repertoire.
Exactly. Because, I mean, as you and I both know, the vast majority of network marketers, and let's be honest, this is not just the network marketing space. The entrepreneurial road is not for everyone. It's not. You know that. It's hard slogging, you know? And the rejection is brutal if you do it the way most network marketing companies teach you to do it.
Mm-hmm.
The process that I have is honestly 100% rejection free. Because at the end of the day, I will have a lovely conversation with a fellow network marketer. I'm not beating my head against the wall talking to anybody about this. Isn't it? No. It's not a pyramid scheme. It's not a scam. No. The pyramid scheme is the corporate structure where the CEO is up at the top and nobody else is going to make as much money as the CEO.
That's true.
I don't have any of those conversations with anybody. I don't try to talk anybody into anything. I lead with value. if you're interested in what I have to offer, you opt into my email list. I'm going to give you more and more and more value. And if you want to have a conversation with me, here's a link to my calendar, and then we'll have a conversation. Now, in the process of the emailing, I'm continuing to provide value in that, then I would start talking about the CashFX opportunity.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I hear that. Okay. So now, is the majority of your work through GloriaMcDonald.com, the training that you do, is that group coaching or one-on-one coaching? What's your primary revenue stream there?
I do both. Absolutely. I have programs from $19 up to $30,000.
Mm-hmm.
So I have high-end mentoring one-on-one clients and people mm-hmm. who've invested only $19.
Sure, sure, sure. So if I'm a network marketer, I'm thinking about a lot of people that are listening to this, but they probably are on some sort of passive network marketing. You know, they've got their oils, they've got their nail thing, they've got their whatever.
Yeah. Yeah.
And they're thinking, well, maybe I do want to kind of take it to the next level. I want to, you know, kind of take it. What I'm hearing you say, I'm just wanting to make sure I'm clear. You right. would say, jump on your social media, either Instagram, Facebook, LinkedIn, or TikTok, or whatever your favorite one of choice. Start putting out some sort of valuable content related to your product. Would you mention the product? Like if I'm doing nails, and how to all those peel and stick nail things, whatever they are.
Yeah.
What kind of valuable content am I putting out about nails without mentioning my product?
Well,
Janeberry or whatever it might be.
Yeah. Or Color Street or whatever. That's a great question. I don't lead with the product. I lead with the opportunity. I think there are other ways to. What I do for product sales actually is I teach network marketers to create, and I create for them, highly search engine optimized websites that will sell their product for them on autopilot. Mm-hmm. So my philosophy is, okay, let's start getting your product sales flowing in, again, rejection free, because I'm guessing if you're anything like me, sometime in the last 30 days, you bought something online, you know, and especially, you know, over the last 14 months now, the world has totally changed. And Amazon sales are up astronomically, right? Sure. So people are buying online. And when you go to buy online, where do you go? You either go straight to Amazon, right? Or you go to Google to find out what it is. Right? What to find information on where you can get this, that, or the other thing. So why are we as network marketers? Yeah, let's see. Let's think about this here. Jeff Bezos, CEO of Amazon. Yeah, I'm thinking Jeff Bezos is spending a lot of time on Facebook and Instagram posting pictures of his products.
Mm-hmm.
Not so much, right? Never.
Mm-hmm.
Jeff Bezos has understood how to use the power of search engines. Mm-hmm. To sell his product for him.
So right? I search Jamberry because I've heard of a friend or whatever. I search Jamberry. I see, 10 different websites. Now, how am I standing out from those other 9 people?
Well, that's the key. You have to understand the technique of search engine optimization. You have to have a great platform. You have to know how to do the keyword research and everything else, which is something that I teach. Mm-hmm. Make it super simple. And if somebody doesn't want to do all that themselves, no problem. We've got a program. We can build your website for you. We'll do all the search engine optimization. We'll build a website for you that is selling your product on autopilot.
Mm-hmm.
And then you can focus on building the team using social media and building an email list. And again, my strategy is all for product sales and building a team. It's all about positioning you as an online marketer, first and foremost.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Interesting. Okay. So you seem very outgoing. You seem like the life of the party. And let's just say, I'm slightly introverted myself. I can get on a stage and I can literally handle thousands of people. Like, I've been there. I can do that. That's super fun. Get me in a room with a couple people, you know, like, let's just say 20 people. And I'm like, I'm here. So I feel like I don't know if I want to be seen online. I don't know if I want my face out there. I don't know. Like, do I have to post pictures of my kids? Like, if I'm introverted, how do I handle this?
Well, that's the beauty of this, because I would say, no, don't post pictures of your kids. Don't do that. I mean, if you want to be doing that on Facebook, go do that on Facebook. And LinkedIn, this is one of the reasons why I love LinkedIn, is because it's a business platform, right? And I say, oh my gosh, please, please. I see network marketers doing this. They're doing Facebook on LinkedIn. It's like, all right, look at other people on LinkedIn. Look at anybody else on LinkedIn. You know, there are lots of HR professionals on LinkedIn, right? Are they posting pictures of their kids and their new toenail color or their fingernail color? And I'm not even talking about people who are in the nail things, but it's like, are they posting pictures of themselves, you know, at the grocery store or whatever? No, mm-hmm. no. Mm-hmm. So why is this? And this is one of the reasons why the network marketing industry gets such a bad rap. It's like, come on, guys, let's be professionals. Mm-hmm. Let's raise the bar. Let's actually be professionals and let's treat this platform like the professional platform that it is. Mm-hmm. And let's give people valuable information about the industry, because people are on LinkedIn to learn about business, learn how to grow their businesses, learn how to start a new business. They're on there for business purposes. They're mm-hmm. on there to make business connections, mm-hmm. right? So it's another reason why I think, like, doing all this phony chit chat, I call it being fake social, doing all this fake social thing on LinkedIn, it's like, it's a business platform. Come on.
Right, right. Okay, so I'm heading over to LinkedIn right now and I'm looking at your account. Well, I tried to reach out to you, but it says pending, probably because you have too many connections. You have a beautiful picture of you. You've got this top header that's not showing a sunset like a lot of people. It says, discover a powerful new way to attract the perfect prospects and recruit the cream of the crop by leveraging the number one social network for entrepreneurs. It's got LinkedIn. It's got your, you know, probably a course or something, 60-minute power recruiting.
Exactly.
Yeah. So you've got all like an opportunity right at the top. And Absolutely. You are putting experience. I'm looking at your experience here and you're not putting in names of companies. What are you? You're using this the wrong way, Gloria.
I know.
Join the fastest growing funnel building platform. Free access for life. No credit card. This is like an ad. What is this?
Yes, I know.
60 minute power recruiting for LinkedIn. I've never seen such a thing. You are using this completely wrong.
Yeah, I know. I know. Exactly. I am. So I've turned LinkedIn on its head. And what I say to people is, look, take everything that has anything to do with your experience, you know, in terms of your work experience and everything else, take it out of there. Because if you're interested in network marketing, do you really care that I was, you know, have 10 years as a nurse at blah, blah hospital, which I didn't. I'm just using that as an example. What does that have to do with anything? Or do you care that I worked at, you know, ABC company in, you know, the accounting department? No, doesn't have anything to do with anything. So what I do is I turn LinkedIn, turn your LinkedIn profile into a sales and marketing machine.
Mm-hmm. And as you're following people, connecting with people, whatever the right language is, I get stats all the time. 100 people are looking at your LinkedIn page, you know, whatever. And so obviously when you're going out there and you're connecting with people, their automatic thing is I go back and I look at your LinkedIn page and go, oh, interesting.
Yep. And it's different. I mean, and do you like, we're not on LinkedIn to get a job. If you're mm-hmm. on LinkedIn to get a job, then yes. I mean, most people think of LinkedIn as an online resume, right?
Yes, of course.
It's like, no, scrap that. You're not looking for a job, you know, you're trying to build your business. So give people information about the business that you're trying to build. Now, I do not recommend that you ever put your network marketing company name out there anywhere on social media, because all it will do is it will drive people to Jamboree, Arbonne, Isagenics, Jeunesse, whatever. They'll go to Google. They'll either A, see a million things about it's a scam, it's a pyramid scheme, you know, right, whatever.
Right.
Or B, they'll end up signing up with somebody else who has a real presence and has a search engine optimized website.
So you need to get them on your email list or in your DMs, one of the two.
Yep.
Gotcha.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, I will say it's interesting because I went to your LinkedIn account previously and I didn't scroll down to look at your experience, and you've really blown my mind here. This is pretty amazing. I'm not on LinkedIn a ton, but I have never seen someone do what you've done here. And I assume you're getting quite a few click-throughs to your lead magnets, because obviously this just links right to.
Absolutely. Yeah.
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 Yeah. Great job. Awesome. Glory, you are, you've stretched my mind here today, and I'm hoping that people will want to connect with you. So best place, GloriaMcDonald.com. Am I right?
Yes. Yes. And feel free to go grab one of my free guides about LinkedIn, GloriaMcDonald.com/hacks. HACKS. And if you do want to find out more about CashFX, go to GloriaMcDonald.com/freedom.
Look at that. Look at that. Okay. I'm going to check it out. Gloria, thank you for taking time today. I really do appreciate it. I love your energy. I love your, I feel like this authenticity from you of like, hey, let's not try to do the 100 person list. Like, let's just use this giant tool that we have in front of us. To attract the people that are already interested.
Absolutely.
So I appreciate that. So thank you.
Thank you. It's been an absolute pleasure, David. Great to see you again.
Hey, congrats on listening to another episode of Inspiration Rising. Why congrats? Because you're pouring education and inspiration into your mind and heart. And that's something we all need if we're going to grow our businesses and reach our goals in life. Now, if you enjoy Inspiration Rising, do us a favor, share it with a friend, take a screenshot of your favorite episode and text it to them. Tell them to search for Inspiration Rising on their favorite podcast app and click subscribe. I want you to know today that you're inspired, empowered, and loved, not because of the way you feel or what anyone else says about you, but because that's your true identity.